Blog Talk Radio.
On a mountain, in a valley, I see only God. In hardship, I see Him by my side. In ease and well-being, I see only God. Like a candle, I melt in His flames. Amidst the sparks of the flames, I see only God. Good morning and welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. We are so pleased to have you here today, this Easter Sunday, the reminder that all of us live after death. Brian Welk is on the other line, and welcome.
Good morning, Maura. Good morning, listeners. We are here only to be truly helpful. We are here to represent Him who sent us. We do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because He who sent us will direct us. We are content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with us. We will be healed as we let Him teach us to heal. Good morning, and happy Easter, everyone.
Yes. I love this, be still thy soul, so much. Sometimes I wish we would just listen to it, but 3 minutes is a long time if we're not meditating, and we are just starting this morning. But it is a lovely, lovely song. And I love it, and if any of you get a chance, you can listen to it for free. You can actually make it your ringtone. And the song invites you to just open the light inside of you. You know, I think that we spend so much time worrying about the height of other people's light and wanting to be sure that their lights are in the right places. So much time, I guess, in judgment, something that I've been talking about for so many years now on this program with Bob, with Brian, with when Micah came on. I mean, it's a constant theme. And really what judgment is evaluating the light that someone else is projecting. And this song is wonderful because it invites us all to be still our souls and just become calm and know that if we sit quietly, no matter what we've done in the past, just sit quietly for a while, we will remember our divine connection. And to me, that is what Easter is about. In fact, I've made no secret of the fact that I have little guides talking to me in my head. Some people would think that is worth having me institutionalized or at least drugged. I think it's a wonderful piece of information to have, because it brings me such peace and it helps me help other people on occasion. Periodically gives me guidance and wisdom, and this piece of wisdom that I got was so intense because it was, think about it, and I'm there, okay, think about the message, the ultimate message of Jesus' birth and death without man's fears attached to those things. And then I begin feeling, because that's the way it is for me. It's not like I hear words. I feel feelings. And when I was originally afraid, and many of you may feel feelings. In fact, I sense there's someone out there either listening now who will be listening who has the same thing that Brian has, that I have, that Bob had when Bob was here. Bob's in the room with me, but he may be leaving in a few minutes. But if I'm referencing him, I want to bring him into the process here, because we have feelings. It's not like somebody gives us a, you know, excuse my word, a dead, damn, bang, right answer. It's a feeling. And what we do is we attune ourselves so that we can hear that message. And when time after time after time our feelings are affirmed, then we come to a peace with the fact that the differentness that we've sensed between ourselves and others, our weird way, our isolating ways at times, are just a sign of being a heightened sixth sensor. And as we talk about it, we see more and more. And as time has passed, we have vision programs on it. But that didn't used to be the way it was. It used to be a bit of an oddity that you kept private. So I'm sitting and I'm suddenly feeling my right temporal lobe heat up, and I'm feeling the palms of my hands heat up. And so I know now that I'm about to get a message. And so I try to open my mind up, so I set aside human prejudices and set aside things that are fearful. For a long time, I blocked my heightened six senses because they didn't fit in with my concept of Christianity. And it was more important to me to meet this rule-driven idea about what it was to be a Christian and deny the actual foot I had in heaven, the connection I had with God. And so as I'm sitting there with hot palms, just as I have right now, screaming right temporal lobe, at that point they said to me that Jesus came kind of like, and I hope you laugh at this, kind of like Missouri, the show me state. The thing about human beings is they need to see something. And God had tried all sorts of things to help humans understand that we're part of the vase, that we are part of God, and that we will live on no matter what choices we make. And so God sent Jesus, this beautiful, beautiful example of light, who people, there's no doubt about it, he did some healing, and people remembered that. They remembered those things. They didn't recognize the strength in themselves about those things, the connection they had to those things. My grandpa, who is a healer, explained to me that the lady who touched Jesus' cloak and was healed of her physical ailment wasn't healed because Jesus healed her. She was healed because she believed God would heal her through Jesus. And so it was her belief. She healed herself. And so there were wonderful examples of that going on all during the time that Jesus was walking the earth. And he's trying to get people to remember, you're doing it, folks. You know, there isn't anything I do that you can't do. Wow. Ooh. You know, he says, you're doing this. We are the body and the body is one. And these messages, though, you know, we're humans and we categorize and we judge and we put everything in little compartments. And so then, he died. There isn't anything that Jesus could do that we can't do. And he rose and he walked again in human form. So if you believe in the idea that God sends us messengers to help us see who we are, then we have a wonderful messenger there who showed us we are all healers, who reminded us that we are all connected to God, and who ultimately came back to show us that death is nothing to fear. And I believe death, the fear of death, is an ultimate pusher for people because it pushes them into judgment because they don't, as we said last couple weeks ago, I was at a funeral event and flying home last week, but there, even though Jesus told us, once again, let's use Jesus, good, clear messenger, there are many mansions in heaven. We didn't believe, many people don't believe there's enough room for everyone. There's a mansion for everyone, a room for everyone. No one is left out. And so to me now, after hearing what my guide said to me, I realize that today we are celebrating a reminder that there is life after death for all of us. And we are called upon to remember the messages that this wonderful messenger brought to us. Once again, we are of the body and the body is one. There is nothing he did that you cannot do. And, of course, there is nothing to fear in death, and there are enough room in the mansions on the other side for everyone to walk again. And so I say Happy Easter to each of you, because we have reminders in our life, and we have new messengers today. The Bryans, the Bobs, the Wayne Dyers, the Neil Donald Walshes. We have many, many new messengers reminding us that we are the body and the body is one. We all have the potential to be heightened sixth sensors. We simply need to, as the song, Be Still Thy Soul reminds us, sit down, take breath, relax, and open your mind and heart to God.
So fantastic. That was wonderful, Mara. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So true that we have the same potential that Jesus displayed while he was here in physical form. And there's so many, so many wonderful things that you said that I could speak about for hours and hours and hours. But simply put, we all have the same potential that he displayed within us. But at the moment, it is laying dormant because we're not giving it our focus. We're not giving it our attention. And as we do exactly that, be still thy soul. And as we rest and relax and allow ourselves to just be in any particular state that we find ourselves in, when we choose to focus, we can make that connection. We can wake up that dormant part of ourselves that knows the eternality of the soul itself and the unlimitedness of the soul and experience the things, the same things that Jesus experienced. And it is he who said all these things and greater things, so shall you do. There's more to be done. He was just one, and he was one expression of the body of Christ, of which we are all a part of. And so as we seek out this space that we have laid dormant for so long, we open ourselves up to the potential of who we truly are. And to seek out this space is not an active thing. You see, all of our striving and attempting to accomplish is what actually blocks us from being our natural self. But it is in letting go and relaxing and just being our true self effortlessly that we find ourselves reaching and displaying more of the potential of who we already are. Because we were already created perfect, just as the Father is perfect. We were created in the image and likeness of the Father. And so our essence is perfect. We just need to stop blocking it and believing that we're less than perfect and empowering that belief with the very power of our infiniteness. You see, that's what we're doing. We're taking the infinite power of the Creator himself, and we are forcing ourselves into a small little box, into a small little definition, which we call a physical body, and which we call other physical bodies and the world. And then we're playing out this game that we're empowering the whole time with our beliefs and with our decision that this is the truth of what is. And that is the freedom that we have. That's our free will choice to choose. But the moment we choose to let it all go, we find ourselves gravitating toward the truth of who we really are once again. So it requires no effort. It's just a simple choice to let go of the game of limitation and find ourselves back into the unlimited experience of who we really are, which is what Jesus was displaying. He made that connection. He went within and was connected with the Source at all times. And so all these things that took place, they were not miracles as the way we think of miracles, because we have a tendency to think of miracles as taking something that's imperfect or taking something that is less than perfect as far as being injured being having cancerous or leprosy or whatever the things that it was that he healed, and somehow making them perfect and healed. No, what a miracle truly is showing the truth of what is, the truth of the perfection that already is, that always has been. And so all he did was help the other one see their perfection, see that they're already perfect, whole, and complete. And it was in them, like you said, recognizing or believing that they could experience healing, that the healing took place. It wasn't some power coming out of Jesus that forced someone into something. It was that other one allowing themselves into their perfection through their beliefs. That is the lesson. That is what we can learn from Jesus' life, because he displayed it so beautifully.
Yes. Yes. He basically showed us all who we are. He reminded us all who we can be. If we can remember to, when he was asked what are the most important commandments, he said, love God with your heart, your mind, and your soul. And love others as you love yourself. That's why we call the show You Are Okay. Love others as you love yourself. Because when you love God with your heart and your mind and your soul, then you're going to want to open up some space in your life to reconnect, to reconvene with God. And then, as you allow God's Spirit to flow through you, and you feel the energy through meditation, through your breath, you feel the joy of God's energy merging with your cells. And it's a cellular feeling. I can't explain for other people how they feel. I can say for myself. I've told you it's the right and left temporal lobe. Also, the back of my head now heats up after having a long stay in Santa Fe several years ago. So I really get a hot head. You know, my hands get hot. I feel a tingling electric energy running through my body, especially across my shoulders. The more I thrust back my shoulders to expose my heart and to allow myself to send love to people, the more open and peaceful I feel. And as I've practiced these things, I've come to realize that the promise of Jesus has come true. I feel at peace. I feel connected. I feel aware. And so can you, if you do not already. Don't discount whatever feelings you have, because it's all about feelings, because we are all about energy. I saw a beautiful card the other day. And I'll be frank with you, I'm not quite sure why it was just laying there in the middle of my desk downstairs. But it basically said, the moment you're living is the moment you decided to live. And so, what decisions are you making about your lives now on this beautiful, beautiful time? This reminder of rebirth, of us, of human beings. I have this, the guy suggested we call this show today Smile, a Key to Happiness. And any of you who would like to speak on the subjects we're talking about, please call in at 646-595-3584. But when all is said and done, if you can just allow yourself to feel at peace, just at peace. And now we are going to try a long meditation where for a while we're going to join our spirits together. in this recognition of who we are, of what we bring to the table. And we're going to lead off with Brian. And Brian, with your permission, I'm going to do a prayer when you're, or a meditation when you're finished.
Of course.
And we're going to use, I'm going to give you a fairly long one, Brian. I'm going to give you, I'm going to let you pick, which would you like? Meditation station?
Meditation station.
Yeah. It's felt right to me, too. So please, join us. Let us join our breaths with God and remember who we are together.
So as we come together in this space of wholeness and joining, wholeness is who we really are. It is our natural self. And to join with this experience, to join with this space, is simply in letting yourself go into it, by letting go of everything that blocks you from it, letting go of all fear, all worry, all doubt, and all judgment, recognizing that all of these things are things that you hold yourself to, that you hold tightly to, and you imprison yourself to, in choosing to hold on to them. And in simply letting them go, and no longer weighing yourself down with these choices, you make the choice effortlessly to come back into the truth of who you really are. You don't have to try to be who you really are. You don't have to try to act like who you really are. It is only in no longer attempting to be who you're not that you find yourself easily and effortlessly in the space of your divine self. And in this space, you join with your perfection and the perfection of everything and everyone else. And this is the space that we can remain aware of at all times, as we let ourselves go from the imprisonment of our choice to hold on to judgment, to hold on to fear, and to hold on to all the emotions that pull us down, that weigh heavy on our hearts and make our experience unpleasant. All of these things that bring us an unpleasant experience of life is not natural and does not have to be. As you choose to let go, you find yourself coming in to the more natural and expressive, truthful and loving being that you really are. So let us go into this space now together, encouraging and helping one another by creating this space of peace, by letting go of fear and conflict, and coming back in to the truth. So close your eyes. and breathe slowly and deeply. And with each inhalation, breathe in a freshness of life. Feel it entering into your lungs and expanding throughout your body. And as you breathe out, release all tension, all stress, all worry and anxiety. Breathe it out, let it go. And feel yourself opening the potential of receiving more light, more love, and more peace within you. Connect with this space as you breathe in and feel your energies expanding. Feel a sense of peace within you expanding. And feel yourself becoming more and more and more relaxed. And as you breathe out, release a little more tension. Release a little more stress and worry. Let it go. You need not hold on to these things. They do not serve you well. And they do not exemplify the truth of who you really are. Free yourself from the imprisonment of fear and judgment. And find yourself being peaceful and harmonious, being joined with all of life. And now just remain in the space and recognize it. Familiarize yourself with it and recognize it to be your natural space, your natural state of being. Let yourself go and feel within you. Feel within the depths of your heart the truth of the words that I speak. Everything is vibration. Connect in with the vibration of truth, which is who you are, and which is all around you. The truth of Christ is the truth of you, is the truth of everyone else. We are all one. We are all connected. And we are all going to the same place. Because we are all in one place. There is only one true experience happening in all of life. And that is God being expressed in unlimited ways, in unique ways, of which we all express this thing called God. And it is only in our imagination that we create an experience other than this one experience called God, which could be called a heavenly state of being. And with our imagination, whatever experience we experience through our imagination, we are not doomed to we can choose freely to experience the game, the disillusionment of truth, for as long as we want, and no harm will ever befall us, no harm to our soul will ever be done, because we cannot be less than perfect, but we can imagine ourselves to be less than perfect, and live out that experience for as long as we choose. And one day, we'll all come to the recognition, consciously, that we always have been, always will be, and are right now, perfect. It is a recognition. It is a choice to recognize what already is that brings us this experience. It's not a creation out of thin air. It is not a molding to becoming less than perfect into perfection. It is merely a recognition and an acceptance of the truth. And as we choose for this space, we recognize it and we experience it fully. That is the only choice that we need to make, to allow ourselves into it and experience it. This is the space that we are in now. This is the space that we can always choose to come to in any moment, because this space is within us at all times and is the truth of us, whether we are recognizing it or not. And as we give this space and this experience more of our conscious attention, the more we realize the truth of who we really are. And in recognizing and choosing for this experience to connect with this space within, we live out this space more often. We embody it and become it, and recognize it for what it really is. The blissful state of being, which is life itself. So let yourself go into this space. Do whatever it takes to relax and to separate yourself from the thoughts of worry, fear, doubt. Let go of all stress and every judgment, and find yourself naturally, peacefully, joyfully, in the space of who you really are. Let go. Let go. Let go. And feel the flow within you. And experience the peace of your very being as a result. of your choice.
As you feel this peace, this moment, slowly open your eyes and look around you. And see the perfection of where you are. As you are breathing in, pulling in the breath of God with your breath, filling your veins with fresh oxygen. Feel, know, that now is the only moment that you will live in this life. Look for something that gives you joy. And now allow your soul to wrap around that thing. As you close your eyes again, I want you to see the light that is around you. Visualize the light surrounding you. Visualize until at the back of your eyes, as you're looking straight ahead into your eyelids, all you see is energy, light. And now begin to feel that light coming with God's breath as it moves through your body. Feel it coursing through your veins. See in front of you your soul's light, shimmering, sparkling, safe. In this moment, without judgment, without a need for judgment, because you are perfect for all you have lived right now, and no soul walking the earth is less than perfect for what they have lived. And now I want you to invite to yourself the those souls who have harmed you. And against this soul light that you're seeing in your eyes, they are beginning to line up. And as they do on this day of Easter Sunday, where we remember our eternal connection to each other, I want you to release your hard feelings toward these people, remembering the part of the bargain when you came to Earth to be a part of this form was that you could remember who you are and you could forgive. And so as the people line up in front of you, one after another, one by one, I want you to reach out and embrace them with this loving spirit, this breath that you have that is joined with God's breath. And remember who they are. One by one, relieve them of the negativity that you put on them by your judgments. Remember who they are. For some the line is long, for some the line is short, but it moves forward. Each one of the people that you are forgiving, that you are recognizing as part of the whole, are now sitting down in our circle, as our circle of love is growing larger and larger. And each time that you remember who someone has harmed you is, you notice that the light around you spikes and grows. There's these huge lights as they're growing. The entire world is becoming encased in your light. Let us sit in this place as you forgive, as you remember, as you grow in the light. Yes, I know you're getting to the tough people, the people that your dislike, that your desire not to remember is intense, because who could they be part of God? How could you be asked to forgive this behavior? Breathe in and remember the bargain. They would come, would act, and you would feel the joy of remembering and forgiving. an immense reality to put your arms around. That before you joined this far, this life, all of this harm was known to you. And you agreed that you would take the harm and use it to remember who you are and who the harmer is. And that you would grow in the light from all the harm you experience. When I realized that not only did God know what I was going to experience as a child, but I knew, my soul knew, I was mad. And then the reality of it all comes in. Remember, they are. In this day of rebirth, let us each be reborn in recognition of our connection to God, to love. In realization that nothing we experience arose by coincidence. It is our plan, our script, our minds that manifested these things. So that we could come to this place together today, surrounded by our soul's lights, which are spiking and getting brighter and brighter as we remember and forgive those who harmed us. That we could come to this place today to live as Brian has taught us all so well, right now. Not in a minute, not back there, but right now. Can you feel it, my friend, the flow, when you're not resisting, when you're not judging, just the flow of life around you? As you are flowing with it. The energy of it all. As everyone in our circle, those we have forgiven, those who have forgiven us, of their light spike, this beautiful, beautiful light of love circles the planet. As we are refreshed, as we are redeemed, as we remember. Let us sit in this place of peace, of remembrance. Breath. This peace that you feel now can go with you always. It can go with you always if you choose to let it be with you always. And even though you don't quite feel the full emotion of the song I'm about to play, because peace is softer and gentler, this is the emotion the peace brings.
Along with peace comes joy. And this song is a joyful one. It's perfect.
Self-hello light.
Fantastic show, Mara. What a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you, all listeners, for being here with us in this space and for choosing for the peace along with Mara and myself. I don't know about all the rest of you, but I know that I felt such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful energy as we were doing those meditations and just being in that space. I could feel that all those who were participating were just letting go to the best that they could into that space and expanding the experience of peace, love, and joy within. That was amazing. Thank you all. Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. And you know, it's unusual for us to have so much time at the end of our meditation. We actually have 6 minutes remaining. So we are once again available to talk with anyone who would like to talk, 646-595-3584. And I just want to use this few minutes that we have to tell you that we do feel your energy. We do know you're listening. We sometimes are prescient, so we'll know, feel the energy of someone who's coming to listen. And there's a spot for you in the circle. There's a spot that's been saved for you because all is known. All time is now. And so that place is there, ready, waiting for you to sit in and join your breath with God's. And we are so honored to have you be a part of our program. We really are. And if I may say, I'd like to let you all know that Brian has several Blog Talk Radio ventures. He has Radiate Love Without Expectation under Nara Narayama or Nara Narayama, Yana. Excuse me. He has He has a show on Tuesdays at 2 in the afternoon. I'm going to let him tell you who that is. Brian also does a course in miracles in the down in the Corona, San Bernardino, Fontana area, and I believe possibly online. Brian does, Radio Love Without Expectation, meditations every morning at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I encourage you to participate and come to know what he is bringing to the now. And Brian, what's the name of the Tuesday show? I'm sorry, I'm not near where I've written everything down.
The Tuesday show is with Barbara Reynolds and myself, and it's at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and the show is called In the Divine Flow.
Exactly what we all are in right now. Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put hello light back on and let that play to the end because I have to tell you, I think that all that could be said today has been said, and we need to just rejoice in remembering who we are and the divine connection between us and all around us. Brian, thank you so much for this show. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Mara. It was glorious, and thank you, listeners, for all for being here as well, for you are just as much of a participant in this as we are. Thank you all.
Wait, peace be with you.
And have a happy Easter, everyone.
Brian, this is truly a blessing. We have so much in talking time, we can say goodbye again. I want to thank you so much, Brian, for being a part of the show. It means a lot to me, and I'm growing because of it. Thank you.
And so am I, and I thank you for this wonderful opportunity. It's such a blessing.
It is. It is. Peace be with you and namaste. And to you listeners, peace be with you and namaste also.
And have a blessed, blessed Easter. Take care.
Yes.
See you all next week. Namaste.